The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Steve is here. Kelly is here. Rachel's behind the glass. She has accepted a full-time position elsewhere. So she will be having her last day a week from today. And obviously she'll be bringing in a lot of baked goods and whatnot, as you do on your last day when you work somewhere.
Yeah, that's tradition.
That doesn't mean she won't be participating in our predictions for 2023. This is something we do every year, and then we play them back at the beginning of, well, the next time we hear these will be the beginning of 2024, and we'll see just how well we do. Just like when we played our predictions back from last year on Wednesday, and we mostly didn't do great. Every once in a while, somebody's gotten one. Who would like to go first? Steve, I know you've been done with these for a week.
Yeah, no problem.
You want to go first?
I can do that. Absolutely. I've been done with these, like you said. Hold on once.
Okay. Steve, you mentioned earlier that you had had a prediction that was about Tom Brady retiring or win the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, one or the other, or both,
I think for the
going
last
back four
years.
Straight years.
Yeah.
Is he in yours this time?
No, he's not.
Do you want to have someone else go first?
No.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to start at number three. It's a double. I'm feeling
double.
So confident. I'm basically making four predictions.
Wow.
But two of them are combined into one.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers will retire, and the Philadelphia Eagles will win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he'll retire, and then they'll win the Super Bowl without him.
Nope.
Well, he doesn't play for them anyway, so whether he retires or not,
amazing,
if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, they will win it without Aaron Rodgers.
That's right. He plays for Green Bay.
Yeah,
that's right.
These are two unrelated, but I crammed them into one because I couldn't pick just one.
Steve, I think he's going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bonus prediction. I think he's going to retire and then unretire after training camp and go somewhere else.
Pull a Brady.
Original.
Yep. All right. So Steve's first one is double dip. Rodgers retires. Eagles champs.
Now both of those have to come true in order for me to get one point.
Okay, what's number two?
Number two, a major TV personality will lose their job because of a scandal.
Ooh.
Example.
I'm thinking up there like Brian Williams type.
Okay.
Matt Lauer.
Where you found out that like Brian Williams was making up stories, Matt Lauer was locking people in rooms and coercing them.
Could you get more specific on the personality?
Yeah. Does that mean like Jimmy Fallon, we find out he's been, you know,
no,
doing something awful?
I can't. It's just going to be a major... Initially, I thought news, but I don't want to limit it to just news because
like
of what
Lester
you just
Holt
brought up.
Kills King Charles.
Ooh.
Like that would be.
But like scandalous, like what we just had with the Good Morning America co-anchors that were having an affair on their significant others
sure,
with
that
each other.
Does that
like,
count or does
major?
It have to be bigger? Though?
No, like, no, that could be a scandal if they lose their job
scandal,
over it.
But yeah, they didn't lose their jobs over it.
But I wouldn't say that they were like.
Okay.
Are they still out?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes,
I didn't. I never saw them before.
But they have to lose their job over it, is what you're saying.
They do, okay. Yeah. They have to lose their job over it.
I like that.
Number one, he's been in the news a lot recently. Elon Musk will step down as the CEO of Twitter.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not Tesla, though. Not SpaceX. He'll stick with them.
Okay, that seems possible. Those all seem legit.
I think I got three out of three.
Well, we always think that right now. Mm-hmm. Well, not always. Hot Wings, what are your three predictions for this year?
Okay. Well, you know what? I didn't know specifically that Steve would do an Aaron Rodgers prediction again. So mine was kind of similar.
Okay.
But I added to it. So Aaron Rodgers will retire and start an extremely right-wing podcast catering to incels with homemade haircuts.
I think the chances of that are high.
I do, too.
I do. I like that prediction.
And if that's not acceptable because it's too close, then I will replace Aaron Rodgers with Tom Brady.
Okay, no, I think you better stick with Rodgers.
Yeah, I think so, too. Also, based on I have a television prediction too that also revolves around the news, but it's not about scandal, but it's based on health. Al Roker is going to die this year.
Oh, that seems likely.
Yeah.
He's back now. He looks fine after his recent, but he's had a lot of health things over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's fine now, but I mean, I hate to say that. He seems like a very nice, tiny man.
You think dying this year?
Nice people die.
But I think Al Roker is going to go.
Steve, nice people die.
They do.
There's a pat on the back for all you nices out there. You're going to die like everyone else.
Yeah, I think Lincoln said that.
Yep. Owings, what's number three?
The worst hurricane ever is going to hit America.
Doom and gloom. Here we go.
I know. I didn't want to do it, but there's a lot of climate weirdness right now.
And I have one kind of like that. Dang it.
I hope it's one of those years where there aren't any hurricanes. I hope I'm totally wrong. That'd be great.
How does it qualify as the biggest? By strength, by damage?
Both.
Wow. Mm. Loss of life?
Like knocking on the door of them having to call it a Category 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like something
unprecedented.
Something in a movie you'd go, that's not real.
Yes. Like something that John Cusack would have to escape from.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. All right. So far, Steve's, Aaron Rodgers retires, Eagles become champs, major TV personality gets their career ruined by a scandal of some sort, and Elon Musk steps down from Twitter. Somebody accused Steve of only taking layups.
I mean, that one is kind of a layup because he did do the thing that he said. He said he's going to step down as soon as he finds a successor. Like, he actually said that.
Owings said Aaron Rodgers retires and starts a right-wing podcast for people who have homemade hair.
Yeah.
Homemade haircuts.
Al Roker will die and we'll have the worst hurricane ever.
Yes.
That's a lot.
It is. It is a lot, I know.
Homemade hair. I like that.
Might have that too. Yeah. I'll bet in many cases the people that have homemade haircuts
also have homemade
25%
hair.
Of them will be cutting homemade hair.
Do you know how many people have already written in some version of Al Roker, more like Al Croker? I just want you to know there's a lot of you thinking that right now.
I appreciate that.
All right. Kelly, you're next. What are your three predictions for 2023?
All right. So my very first prediction is that we are going to find out Prince Harry is an illegitimate child. And we're going to find out that James Hewitt is his real dad.
Well, when you see those photos.
Woo!
There has been that speculation has been there for a while.
I'd never heard of that until I saw a text pop up earlier. From a listener.
Yeah, and I honestly got, so this is the one that I've had for like a couple of months now, and I feel like he's going to be the one to want to do the DNA test. I feel like it's almost his way of saying, this is why I've always been treated differently maybe, or this is why maybe I've always understood my mom more and her situation and been treated as an outcast or painted totally different in the media light. So I think, yes, we will find out Prince Harry is an illegitimate child and James Hewitt is his real dad.
Boy, I'm looking at him side by side in numerous photos.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
I know that they've both said nope, or at least Hewitt has said that, but they did have an affair.
I know.
All right.
Okay. Prediction number two. This one goes along with what Hot Wings was thinking. I think something awful, a natural disaster is going to happen, and I honestly think it'll be worse than like a Hurricane Katrina. I think it's going to be real, real bad. And specifically
feels
here,
a little broad.
Specifically here in the United States, specifically on a coastline, and I honestly think...
Why do you hate the elites?
I don't hate the elites. Not all elites. No. I just think that it's going to be like a tsunami or something awful is going to happen. Oh, I think it's... And I don't know why, but I'm really thinking California.
Hmm.
I know.
Could be. It only takes a major Pacific earthquake.
I know. Those tectonic plates, man, they shift and a ripple becomes a tsunami before you know it.
They do. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So I'll be more specific. I think something awful is going to happen specifically to California this year, which sucks. I mean, I got friends and family that live there. But
yeah, why don't you pick a state you don't like?
I like California a lot. I think it's
bummer
a
for listeners
state.
In Merced. Like, oh, well, she just cast us.
I know. I don't want to, but you told me to be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
So, All right. So number three, one of us is going to break a bone and it's going to be a bad break.
I mean, that's possible.
Wait, every year you wish ill on everyone.
Yeah, why do you have to make those predictions about the people in this room?
Because it makes it more fun.
2 years ago, it was...
somebody's going to lose a
cut
limb
a, cut
or
a finger
off.
Or a limb off. Last year, it was losing
an eye. And you were hoping
eye.
For it, too. You're just a devastating
Yeah, I think one of us are going to break a bone. And it's not like fine, like a little fracture doesn't count. I'm talking like fresh, cut, clean, broken.
Well, based on your recent ski expedition, I think it's going to be you.
I know, yeah. That's what helped me think about
it. All right, I'm going to do mine. And then Rachel, who tried to dial hers back last year before predicting that Mark Zuckerberg would walk on Mars. That was the prediction. She said, I'm going to try to make this one more realistic. Number one, the Buffalo Bills will host, will rather hoist the Lombardi Trophy in less than a month.
Okay. All right.
Now, last year I said the same thing about the Titans.
Yeah.
And then they got a bye and then lost to Cincinnati. So I hope this isn't a curse, but this has seemed like the Bills' year throughout the year. And I feel like getting to the playoffs is going to, so in some manner, loosen the pressure that had been on them, and they're going to turn it up a notch. Number two, you're going to think this is ridiculous, but this year will be a turning point for shoelaces. This is the beginning of the end of shoelaces. The slip-on shoe is going to be more and more popular, and people will look back at the end of the year and say, yep, this was it. This is when shoelaces became less important. More and more shoes are being sold that are like, hey, easy slip. You don't have to worry about stepping on the heel. You just
a lot of
slide
them do
your
have like
in.
Elastic laces now.
Yep.
Are there stats that will be able to back this up, or is this just a perception?
I don't even think you'll. Sure, I'm sure there's shoelace stats. Yeah, I'll dig into them. I don't think it's going to be necessary. I think it's going to be obvious.
This is a prediction that I would think Rachel would make that you would mock her for.
Maybe, but I made it, so I love it.
You going for Velcro shoes if that's the case?
No,
shoes...
Velcro is not coming
back
on
shoes.
That's still
a restraint.
Man, if shoestrings go extinct, you're not going Velcro?
No.
That's a bold prediction.
I mean, a lot of people thought that shoelaces would go away because of Velcro, and that did not happen.
No.
So.
But there's so many other things out there now that make the shoelace kind
of
pointless.
They do have a lot of shoes that have faux lace.
Have you tried to get kids to put on shoes with lace? I'm choking on how right this is. Have you tried to get kids to put on shoes with laces? Any age? Like, no. They don't do it. Well, that's been happening for 30 years.
Yeah.
Those kids are adults now. Rachel, you like tying your shoes?
So you're saying since the 90s that was a thing?
I don't disagree with you right now, but also I really enjoy lacing up my Doc Martens. So,
That's a weird thing to say.
I don't know how to feel about this. I like shoelaces. I hope you're wrong.
Yeah, I think
you like shoelaces.
Shoelaces. Yeah. Well, that's why they put fake shoelaces even on the ones that don't have real shoelaces because it looks better.
Yeah, no, they do look good.
So,
but there won't be the functionality of tying them. It'll be all the fake ones, like Steve's shoes.
Maybe. I mean, maybe even the boots I have on right now. I mean, you can tie them and they have a tongue and everything, but they're also zipper boots. So I never tie and untie them. I just unzip them and I take them off and I put them on and zip the side up. It is a lot easier when you're wearing boots. It's a lot faster.
I like that.
Yeah.
And my third prediction, Hulk Hogan, in spite of saying his prayers and eating his vitamins,
no, don't you say it,
will be dead by Christmas.
By Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, you're really, really defining.
Boy, if he dies between Christmas and New Year's, I'm going to argue vehemently that that should have counted.
And we will say no.
I think he might die when he hangs himself with shoelaces he doesn't need anymore. I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, no more lacing up the boots. Getting the squared circle.
Have all those spare ones.
I was going to say Ric Flair dies in the ring because he keeps coming back and he is, you know, his liver is going to fly out from all the cirrhosis at some point. But no, I'm going with Hulk Hogan.
Do you mean psoriasis?
What did I say?
Cirrhosis?
Of the liver? It's not psoriasis of the liver. Sometimes you should sit that one out.
Is it cirrhosis or psoriasis?
It's cirrhosis.
They're two different things.
He has a scratchy, itchy, painful liver.
Yeah, he's got the outside of his liver is real dry.
I have a little cirrhosis on my elbow.
Here you say liver. So when you said cirrhosis, I was like, what are you talking about?
Hmm.
An itchy liver.
All right.
I hate it when I get cirrhosis of the skin. I know that.
Right?
Hate that.
I went to school. You guys want to
hear Rachel, let's hear your three predictions.
Okay.
One, scientists will find a link between cirrhosis and psoriasis and cirrus clouds.
That would be cool. Actually not. Number one, Pete Davidson will date someone twice his age or older. Oh.
He's probably
20,
like...
He's 29. 20?
Okay.
He's 29, and the oldest person he's dated was in her 50s.
Okay.
That's so. Already pretty old, though, for a 29-year-old.
Who was it? Was that Kate Beckinsale?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But she really looked her age, too.
Yeah, she doesn't really...
She's so hot.
She doesn't count.
Oh, my God.
I hope you're right, but I hope it's somebody who looks twice his age.
I want to be
no,
like...
that's what I want. Yeah. I want him to date someone who looks like a grandma.
I can see him banging around with...
Hurley, it doesn't count.
Martha Stewart.
I need it to happen right now.
That seems very legit as far as possibilities. All right.
It would be incredible.
That's probably going to happen.
Number two, marine biologists will discover a new species or type of megalodon shark. Ooh. I just
like it's just there's a shark the size of a school bus swimming around somewhere,
and we don't see it because it's at the bottom of the ocean. Did you see? I shared on my Instagram a couple days ago that a 9-year-old found a megalodon tooth.
Yeah,
and I thought that was so cool. But and that, I just need them to find one.
They did exist.
I know, but
so
I mean,
you mean when you say a new kind, you mean that one that's actually still down there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, like alive.
Yeah, alive. But like not the OG megalodon. It's going to be like a different variety.
Not the OG.
An evolved species.
Yeah, like just a different giant shark. Mm-hmm. I just need it to happen. And then my third prediction is that there will be some kind of Russian revolution or rebellion happening this year.
That seems plausible.
Like Russians
like a
against
coup?
Their own government?
Yep, I think it will be the Russian people rising up against their own government.
If you have predictions, we'll be happy to share them with everyone else. 1-800-947-3979. A lot of people think Pete Davidson and Helen Mirren could hook up. That seems very possible.
That could happen.
Who is Helen Mirren?
She is a very attractive
You would know her
older actress.
She's in The Queen,
she's been
1923. Yeah, she's, yeah.
Rachel just dropped some gems in her final days, somebody said. A nurse in Tennessee says only 10% of her elementary students can tie their shoes. Freebeer's right. They're going away. See?
They certainly don't like to do it.
So, but who had the best predictions out of everyone? Steve, can't say yourself.
I like hot wings specifically because of the Aaron Rodgers one.
Because it's similar to yours?
No, because I would love to see the incel podcast for people with homemade haircuts. It's a very underserved
I'd like to see the
category.
Follower. I'd like to see the followers. Yeah, I would too.
This text. So Rachel believes in secret megalodons and Kelly still thinks mermaids are real. Good job, women.
Okay. Nobody said they aren't. Nobody.
Wow, that's really insane.
I'm not going to argue this. Insane. I believe what I believe.
Humans will colonize Mars, this person writes from West Michigan.
This year?
That's,
we better
I mean,
get going.
That's
it takes
really
like
ambitious.
8 months to
I mean,
get
we
there,
haven't
right?
even sent one person there yet.
I mean,
we
I guess,
might want to start with one.
Well, I guess technically one person would be colonizing.
I mean, don't.
But that's a long trip.
Wouldn't you have to start a colony, though, to colonize it? Like, we've never colonized the moon, we've been to it.
But colonizing would be like living there.
Yeah.
We've visited the moon.
We've been
We
to
could
it.
Colonize the moon, though.
I mean, it's possible, maybe, yeah. But it hasn't been done. So I can't imagine we're going to.
You ever
Can you even get, you mentioned that. Can you even get to Mars in a year?
I thought it was like 8 months or 6 months or
okay,
something.
Only when they're at their closest point, right?
Are we there now?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really know what the.
Super
you
know, there.
Get a rocket.
Horizon,
let's go.
Zenith is when apertures are right now.
I just got a text from my wife that says, that is horse bleep. Shoelaces have been on their way out for a long time. You're jumping on a known trend.
Oh, yeah, you pud.
At least I had the courage to say something.
Yeah.
People will remember the time that I spit in the face of Big Shoelace today. Hope you don't like that, aglets. Nobody needs you.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.